Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, October 29th, 2019. Today our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, there were no trades on the ECSE on Monday, October 28th, 2019. There are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, there were no trades on Monday, October 28, 2019. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange, in Monday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 2,178.75 points to close at 489,438.87. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 2,448.77 points to close at 537,510 points. The JSE Select Index declined by 52.40 points to close at 12,678.15. The JSE Cross-Listed Index advanced by 2.07 points to close at 93.66. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.24 points to close at 133.95. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 0.37 points to close at 93.04. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 35 stocks, of which 14 advanced, 16 declined, and 5 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 48,237,597 units, valued at over 136,439,497.51. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 41,848,592 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 3,459,988 units and Scotia Group Jamaica Limited with 590,136 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, one advanced, one declined, and two traded firm as 67,374 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $4,511,619.24. Government of Barbados Bond Series B was the volume leader with 60,000 at a high of $0 and a low of $0 before closing at $75. They were followed by Barbados Farms Limited and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 4,000 and 3,000 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what does an oversubscribed issue mean? When investors bid for new shares in a company or new bonds from an issuer, and the total quantity of bids placed is greater than the amount being issued, the issue is said to be oversubscribed. This means that the demand for the security is greater than the supply. This may occur when a new issue is underpriced or is in great demand because investors anticipate returns higher than that offered on comparable investments. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.